I love this city. It's always reinventing itself. But this is more than reinvention. This is unlike anything that's been done before. I wanted to create a place that didn't just keep up with the times. I wanted to create something new, but classic. It's a new Vegas, a new era, and it's starting right here.
So close to biting the bullet and booking a trip to Vegas. I am just so close. And so I think I've gotten enough feedback from everybody that I believe that within my own, for what is outside of my control, I can manage a Vegas trip that would be comfortable and fun for me. So I'm just a few clicks away from hitting reserve on a room and a flight.
Well, you know what? I can give you a couple of pieces of advice on that.
Please.
You know, obviously, you know, there's the whole comfort level thing. But, you know, one of the things you might want to do, which might make you a little bit more comfortable, is keeping it a little bit more of a you trip.
Yeah.
You know, because quite frankly, you can be a lot more social distanced and stuff like that if you're not getting together with bunches right. of people and stuff like that. So I would say that might be one path to trying to make yourself more comfortable. Like even at the Circa event, it was mostly Ellen and myself just keeping to ourselves in a corner of Stadium Swim in another area. We weren't really like with groups of people. So that makes you feel a little bit better. At least it seemed to make us feel a little bit better. And we did play dice right when they opened a dice table at 12:01. So that was pretty cool. And they were doing a pretty good job with the distancing. I mean, there were a lot of people there, and yeah. obviously everyone was not 6 feet away from each other. I mean, yeah. they do have that new funky ventilation system where all the air conditioning comes up from the ground. So there are these round grates and all the filtration system blows air up from the ground, which is really good with the smoke because it like blows it up yeah. to the ceiling. So it was good. I mean, they were very, very strict on mask compliance. Gaming was in the house looking to get them in trouble if people weren't wearing masks. So, and I'm sure it was extremely uncomfortable for them during a VIP party, you know, walking around saying, I know you're eating, but, you know, take a bite and keep your mask on. So they were doing a good job, but it's just hard. I mean, it's an event, you know, there are a lot of people, but just like things like when I looked at the mega bar and it was really crowded, I said, okay, let's get a drink and let's get out of here and just not stay anywhere for like 15 minutes, you know, surrounded by a yeah. ton of people. So I mean, that's all you can do. But I think the less people that you make a big deal out of being on a trip with, the less of a chance that you're going to get together with someone who's going to say, oh, Tim, you're here too. You're here too. You're here too. Yeah. And the next thing you know, it's your usual Vegas thing where you're surrounded by 10 people that you know, right?
I mean, exactly.
You know, and then 10 more of their people come over and now you're all like together. And now what do you do? So yeah.
That's an excellent point. Okay, so I know that it sounds like you've had like just maybe 90 minutes of rest in the past like 24 hours or however long it's been for you. So I don't want to keep you long. Tell me, I mean, just give us that first impression, Michael. Like you walk into Circa and you're taking in all of these new sites for the first time. Like what's your first impression?
You know, I know it probably sounds a little cliche by now, but it really is like a wow kind of place. If you said to me, what's the vibe? Like, what is this like? It's definitely got that like somewhat quirky Cosmo vibe. It's fancy, but it's fancy and not pretentious. It's very, very, I know.
It's a downtown Cosmo. It's a downtown Cosmopolitan, it sounds like then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, and I'm quite familiar with pretentious. So I can I've been called pompous and arrogant once or twice. So, though I don't really think I'm pompous and arrogant, but it's not. It's not the kind of build out and feel that something like a Wynn property would have. It's really done right. I mean, I think they really hit it with what they wanted, you know, yeah. And all of the elements. I mean, the elements are supposed to be celebrating Vegas, the whole thing from Vegas Vicky, the idea of the mega bar, which is really conceptually like the long bar. Now, what really gives you a wow moment is like when you see Stadium Swim and you're like, holy shit. Like, what is this? And then what they did for the opening is they had these swimmers doing like their Cirque du Soleil kind of like routines. And I put some of those videos on, I put a little bit on Twitter. I'm going to have more up today, but it is phenomenal. And then we didn't notice, my wife and I noticed afterwards, the swimmers had like high heel shoes on. So they like walked out of the pool with their shoes. We're like, oh, that's sort of interesting.
Yeah.
And
there's a broken ankle waiting to happen.
Right. I know. And they did a whole bunch of presentations, and Derek spent a lot of time thanking the staff, the executive team, really, really humble, you know, like really highlighting all of their employees. And that stuff was really interesting. I took a little bit of video on that. The guy who was the announcer was the hot dog guy.
I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I remember his name. I know, it's Shay
or something like that.
From the hot dog eating contest.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah. I remember them announcing that on VEASAN or something like that. And I couldn't help but laugh.
Really, really good. Really good stuff.
I started going to Vegas in 2011. I think that was my first trip to Vegas, was 2011. This is the first time I have been invested enough in both Vegas and in this community to where a casino opening was. When was the last time you compare the anticipation for this opening to the last time you remember a property being this anticipated? Now, I'm sure the pandemic creates even, like, since people aren't going to Vegas as much, it creates even more of this wonder and like, oh goodness, like people aren't really going to Vegas yet. There's a brand new property being opened downtown. But I don't know, can you compare this to a prior property anticipation?
Yeah, you know, there are a couple things that are a little bit different here that came into play for me personally. One is, this opening is much more personal to me because I've been a huge supporter of the D for the last couple of years, to quite a few people's surprise. I love playing there. I even love playing Baccarat there. And, you know, I've been sort of watching and loving the whole style of everything that's gone on there. And this idea of like, wow, you're going to take some of that, like, you know, folksy, personal, private business ownership, and you're going to basically open this amazing casino property. It must have been how it felt a little bit when places like Stardust opened and stuff like that, where there was this connection with the owners. I mean, I don't know if you saw on Twitter, I posted a picture, you know, there's Derek with standing next to my wife. I have a picture of Derek and my wife at the Stadium Swim, but also the whole idea of like, this is, think of it this way. This is a CEO that everyone is sort of connected to. If you ever went to the D, this was a guy at the end of the long bar.
That is part of a Vegas experience now, right? Like, if you are someone who is familiar with Vegas, you've gone a number of times, part of the I've done that Vegas checklist is seeing Derek at the end at his seat at Long Bar, right? Like, when you've gone enough times, it sort of becomes something like, yeah, we've all done that. We've all been in the D at some point and been like, hey, there's Derek Stevens at his spot. right? And
I said that in a quote. The Daily Mail had asked me for a quote a couple months ago on Circa for an article they were doing. They're like, we're about to publish in a half hour. Can you give us a quote, Michael? And and you know, I think the whole essence of my quote is like, anyone can build these big shiny buildings, right? Anyone could do that, but what it takes from that whole customer service philosophy, but further than customer service, that connection to your customers that Derek has and his team has, that's not something that you can easily replicate or do because it's so organic, right? Yeah. There are lots of people who could construct things that are amazing and amazing architects, but how many times do you have the CEO so connected to his customers and his executive team and the way that they operate? And I think that to me is a true differentiator. So, and that's also something that made me more connected to this opening. And I had started talking to my host, you know, a year and a half ago, saying, yeah, I want to fucking go to this thing. I know you have no idea what you're going to do or what's going to happen. And I said, and when it came time, and he knew I was like, really, you know, and also I've been quite loyal to the D for a while. And each of the hosts got X number of people they could invite. Yeah. And it had to be approved by their manager. And their manager's like, but doesn't he live in London now? There's no way he's coming in for this. And my host was like, he's coming in for this. Yeah. I'm sure after that, in a pandemic too. I mean, so it's like, he's like, yeah, but he's probably like, this guy's fucking crazy. He's going to come. And, you know, I saw him and, you know, it was crazy that we talked that connection. I texted him when I got there. He spent, you know, 20 minutes walking myself and my wife around, you know, like showing us different areas. He's like, hey, you want to see where the secret bathroom is in High Limit? I'm like, yeah.
That's great.
You know, everyone's
you really need to know, like, who cares about Vegas, Vicky? Let me show you where the secret bathroom is.
Yeah, everyone's priority. Yeah, you know, as you get old, oh, you want to know where the High Limit shitter is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I never had that kind of personal connection to a casino probably since my years of going to Stardust.
Wow.
And it's amazing. So the other openings I've gone to are, I was at Wynn Palace in Macau when it opened. And I can't really compare that because it's just so over the top in Macau. And I was standing outside with hundreds of people, which seems like something we could never do again today, you know, cramming ourselves in, and also the whole flight, you know, like getting there the day before and like being so discombobulated, you know, and going to the opening. And the other opening I went to a few days after it opened was Encore Boston Harbor. But they were, I was much more disconnected from them. They were wonderful experiences, but I didn't feel this like true personal connection. So that's what makes it a little bit different. And I think what's crazy about it is, and this is the brilliance of the marketing, I think there are a lot of people who feel that personal connection and think how amazing that is to do, which means that we all feel so special and connected to this and we want to go there. That's something, how do you do that? Like, that's amazing to do, right?
So I would, you know, so the Cromwell became the Cromwell in 2014. The Cromwell, because of its odds and a number of other things, I mean, it's mostly table odds and stuff, is considered a gambler casino, right? It's considered a gambler-friendly casino. Everybody loves playing at Golden Gate. You mentioned you love playing at the D. I mean, with Circa opening and Stadium Swim, of course, Stadium Swim being inspired by the idea that sports bettors want to be able to do recreational things while still being able to watch the games they have action on. With the sports book eclipsing, I think, the popularity of the Super Book over at Westgate.
And the whole thing that it's the largest sports book in the world. But this is a thing, and sorry to interrupt you, because you mentioned Westgate. Derek mentioned Westgate, and this was so amazing. His whole theme was, we're all in this together. So he was saying, I want people to come to Stadium Swim and have a great time and do this and, you know, be with their friends or go. But afterwards, I also want you to go over to Westgate. I want you to, you know, experience that, because that's also a great place to go. And he stepped through in the speech, like, and then I want you to come here and I want you to do all of this. And then I want you to go over to Cosmo. And then, you know, after you're done with this, or you come over here, I want you to go to my late neighbors at the plaza. And he would mention, and I want you to go to this place downtown and that. But his whole thing was like, you know, this is for Vegas. This is more than just this resort, because maybe you'll expend your visit a couple of days, you know, to be here at Stadium Swim, but then you'll go to this other resort. And what they did, and I can't name all the people, but for the first, you know how they do have the first craps roll, like the first roll for the casino, and they have a table. That table had all the casino executives.
Yeah.
So it had Jonathan Jossel. It had the guy from MGM. It had, so he basically had all the casino executives there.
What a power move.
Think how smart.
What a power move. All the executives are throwing dice at my table right now.
I was watching Jonathan Jossel play some more dice. He was playing roulette. I was like, boy, you got them all to spend money in your property.
Yeah, no kidding.
I love it. And like, you know, people are tweeting like, this casino executive just won a quick $20,000 at blackjack. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's an absolute power move, because he was basically embracing his competition.
Yeah.
Now, what a mensch. What a good way to go about it, right? It puts a smile on your face when you think about it. And it was that whole idea of like, we're all in this together. We're all going to, you know, the pie is going to get bigger. We're going to thrive together. Yeah. We're not going to thrive separately.
Yeah. I think with what I think we know about Derek Stevens and his demeanor and how he views his casinos and Vegas and stuff, I think he gives a very similar speech to that, even if we're not in a pandemic, right? I think he gives a come to Vegas and see everything else that it has to offer while you're down, after you've done your stuff downtown kind of speech, even if this whole situation, and I think that just speaks a lot to his. I remember you said you thanked the staff and stuff like that. Last night I caught him on VSiN just before the grand opening, and he was talking about how cool it was to watch the first shift check in to their first night of work, and how important that is to see a bunch of people who before Circa was hiring were struggling to find work in this town, and now they've been able to give a couple thousand people routine work again, right? So Circa definitely a bright spot on what has been a challenging year, to say the least. Let's just go through a few of the to quickly finish my point. I mean, Circa just feels like it was built for gamblers, right? When you look at every aspect of what he's doing with the sports book, Stadium Swim, when I saw sort of like the table layouts and everything, and how, you know, he's like, all right, now everybody get in there and get the tables, right? Like clearly this is not, forget your cocktails, come throw dice, right? As a gambler with the strip seeming like it's betraying gamblers and it is trying to just squeeze every penny out of us that it can, it is so refreshing to see a brand new property in Las Vegas, Nevada, speak to gamblers. Did you get that impression after with your couple hours, few hours? I don't even know how long you were there. Did you go broke? Did your bank roll up for the weekend?
Well, you know, it's a typical, like, of course I have my wife with me. So, you know, we exhibit different gambling appearances in front of our wives sometimes.
Sure.
Well, and not because, or as my wife would say, it's like, I know exactly what happens. I just don't want to see it.
Right.
But so we were there. We got there at 7 o'clock at night. I left at about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. My wife was pretty tired. I was getting tired, and I wanted to put together content because I want to get some stuff up on YouTube. I wasn't going to stay till 6 o'clock in the morning. We did right when they opened the dice tables. We got on one of the tables, three on a side, as you know, is a $25 table, you know, and actually Scott from Vital Vegas was right there. We were hanging out. He went away to get something to eat. And I, you know, I pulled $2,000 out of my pocket and threw it down on the table. And my wife's like, what'd you just throw down there? I'm like, I don't know, $1,900. And she's like, oh. I'm like, well, you know, it's a $25 table.
Yeah, right. So, clearly.
Yeah, but of course, I got that look like, wow, you were sort of ready there. And I was thinking in the back of my head, well, I didn't want to like make a big deal about calling for a marker now and doing all that, right, you know, just slow it up a little bit. So, you know, we just sort of jumped on. It was a little bit back and forth. We didn't win. When the dice came around, actually, I pretty much so had the best roll in the first round on the dice, but it was just one of those kind of you were hitting some numbers but nothing amazing was happening. I was sort of I think I lost a couple hundred dollars at the end of it, but I felt I was there for that experience of being.
You were down a couple hundred dollars, but as far as your wife's concerned, you're about even.
yeah we have this all kinds of interesting voodoo. Well, you know, here's the thing, I wanted brand new chips.
Oh, look at that.
So I've got like these are like never used. I put one of these in my pocket by accident. but I look, I have a whole bunch of
black chip for those listening.
But I, you know, I have a whole bunch of chips for my chip collection. So that also made it really cool.
That's awesome.
You know?
So that is awesome.
But I sort of, you know, I'm like a storyteller. So I just want to be able to like tell my grandkids I was there for like one of the first tables that opened, you know, other than the first roll table. Just the same way I can tell my grandkids that I played the final day shift big baccarat shoe at Stardust. So so it was good, and my wife was cool, and she rolled too, and then she took some pictures of me at the table, and it was just sort of fun. And then then it was like that kind of thing where I'm like, okay, well, it's that from where I'm mumbling under my breath saying fucking don't players would be happy right now. Then you know when you say that it's time to, you know, it's time to leave. So I think I rolled one more time. I made 2 points. I made 1 point. I made 1 point because I know it wasn't an easy point too. It was a nine. I had 25 on the line. I only had 100 behind, and you know, I hit that. We hit a few more numbers, and then we're like, okay. And then we wandered around. We went to High Limit, and in High Limit, we saw Jonathan Jossel playing roulette, which was sort of fun. And then we were watching him play the pinball slots because Scott of Vital Vegas was telling him that, like, this is a guarantee, Jonathan. I'm like, wait, the guy owns a casino. He probably knows. So we were joking because I always say that Scott is a professional top dollar player.
Yeah.
it's great. I mean, it's a feeling. I think the point you bring up about Gambler's Casino is very important. I think this is also why the opening of Circa makes so much sense, not only from a logistical standpoint with the construction of the hotel being very difficult during COVID, but the fact that Vegas doesn't really need more hotel rooms right now. But downtown, I'm pretty sure downtown about 50% of the revenue is derived from the casino. So it sort of makes sense to open a bunch of great restaurants, Stadium Swim, and a casino. It seems like a sensible thing to do.
Yeah. Do you remember what were the max odds at the craps table? Do you remember? Was it 10x?
You know what?
If it's anything less than 10x, I'm going to be so disappointed.
You know, here's an interesting thing, you know, and I was being a pussy. So I knew I wasn't going to back up all the way, especially with my wife there. So she determines the point, and I'm like, I was about to go put full. She's like looking at me. I'm like, okay, I'll back up 2 times. I won't. I'm like, this is not worth a marital like argument because she's not dumb. She doesn't.
No kidding.
So I couldn't, you know what? I saw a $25 minimum sign, and I didn't see what the odds were. And I probably should have asked, but so much, because usually that's like me to ask, but so much was going on. And yeah. And I guess, quite frankly, I wasn't going to back up. I wasn't going to back up 250. So
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, I don't want to hold you. I could sit here and talk to you about this, all day.
No, but you can keep going, because, you know, I actually amazingly, I had sent you that message and I was like, okay, I have to close my eyes for a few minutes. So I've had the most amazing power nap, but I didn't check out a lot of things. I mean, I did, obviously I checked out High Limit. And I wanted to see what the Baccarat looked like. They had some roulette wheel where they had the wheel, not in High Limit. They had the roulette wheel in the middle and they had like tables on the left and the right.
Oh, sure.
So the wheels. So I've only seen that once or twice. I didn't really go around looking on the felts, like looking at blackjack odds and things like that. I mean, obviously a lot of carnival games, a lot of things going on. I was really more in it for the aura and ambiance than like looking to see, like, you know, like checking out the black. I did notice Baccarat. I noticed one table was 5 to 5,000, which actually isn't so bad. But the D, I know from experience, the D doesn't have many max tables above 5,000 to the public. So that's sort of probably makes sense. I mean,
so I'm just going to go down a few things that keep on getting highlighted over. Just give me a brief 60 seconds or less on each, sort of on what your impressions were as you saw them. The casino layout overall, what did you think of the flow of the casino as you walked around?
I thought it was great. I love multi-level casinos, but this was a very, very well done multi-level casino. And you know what? By the end of the evening, I like knew where I was going, which was pretty cool. Like, yeah. You know, I was like, said to Scott, like, oh, let's go up to High Limit or let's go, you know, like it seemed to make sense to me. So the flow was really nice. Big escalators to the different levels, which, I mean, seems to be the way to do it. And I always emphasize like the multi-level thing. Like you have the level of the casino with Mega Bar, which, if I get this correctly, that's the one that has like the dancers on the tables and all of that. And then the other casino level is a little more subdued, and the High Limit room is too. So that's probably advantageous, right? Because you sometimes want that vibe of the D, but sometimes you don't. Yeah. So that, and also very, very spacious, like really, just really nice space. You know, I think, I guess time will tell, but this ventilation system where they're blowing all the air up from the ground, so it basically blows all the smoke up, should probably work. This is going to be a paradise for like your cigar smoking gambler, because it seems like you could smoke everywhere. So I mean, this, and also people were saying that you could smoke in the sports book. I'm not sure. I didn't confirm that. I know, but I mean, obviously you can smoke outside at Stadium Swim, and the cabanas are great. That whole area is great. But the flow seemed really, really good. Also, the Garage Mahal, and they've made a big deal about this, and you've probably seen them mention it. It really does work well when you need to get your ride hailing on the way home. It's really easy to get your Uber and stuff like that. So very, very well thought out, which makes sense, but you know, is still pretty awesome.
Yeah. I know you're not too much of a sports bettor, but I imagine you peeked inside the sports book at least. As someone who maybe wouldn't spend as much time in there, what were your impressions of what that looked like?
It's just like, wow. Like, this thing is like, wow. Yeah. I mean, it's not my thing, but I definitely appreciate it, you know, and I think it's an amazing space, you know, and it also sort of the way it flows into the casino, you know, and it's just amazing. I mean, it's definitely something which is a game changer. No, but it is. I mean, it's amazing. And obviously that's another good point to come in on. You know, you're opening during a pandemic, you're focusing on gamblers and you're focusing on sports bettors. Ding, ding, ding. You know, this is sort of all makes sense. And this is a big space. So capacity limitations and social distancing are probably going to be much easier in a space like this. Now, of course, we know pre-pandemic, they would want to pack them in. Obviously, that's not the reality right now, but I think they're still going to do really well with all of the spaces. So I think that's great. And I can't emphasize enough that Stadium Swim, like originally I was like, is this going to really wow me? But yeah, it's... It really does. It's really cool. Also, the that element, that whole Vegas history thing, like the Vegas Vicky, like you're like, holy shit, this, and it's in like the perfect place, and it's, it goes like two floors, and it's moving, and it's just amazing. I mean, this property definitely, much like Cosmo, has a lot of like Instagrammable. Yeah. when casino owners or hotel, I know in the travel industry, they'll talk to hotel property owners and say, have you made enough Instagrammable locations, Instagrammable, so people can have their Instagrammable moments. Yeah. But shit, this whole fucking place is an Instagrammable moment. Awesome. So, I mean, that's very, very well done. I mean, really impressive.
I'm not sure how much you got to walk around Stadium Swim, but from what you saw, did it look like there was a bad seat in the house at all for the opportunity to see the mega screen?
I can't see how there's a bad seat, personally. Yeah. I mean, that screen is amazing. So I think no matter where you are, it's great. I mean, really, really amazing. And also, probably it's the kind of thing, because you have cabanas all the way in the back, it's probably one of those kind of things where maybe sometimes you'd like to be closer and maybe not. Because when you have such a big screen, that kind of perspective, like sometimes you want to be close up because you just want to be close up. But sometimes being like right on top of it is not the best view. Being right back a little bit is the better view. Sort of like that, like you don't want to sit in the first row of a movie theater, right? You know?
So do you... You know, Mega Bar was really just Derek Stevens one-upping himself on Long Bar. But what did you think about Mega Bar as it comes to, like, could you see yourself saddling up for a long night of video poker and or not yourself, but could you see someone who liked Long Bar, Mega Bar is the same, if not better?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the bartenders were phenomenal. I shot some video, the same flair of bartenders, the same, it's just that same wonderful D feel. It's, you know what, it's actually like, say you took the Long Bar and that whole feel inside of the D and you just kicked it up a little, but you maybe cosmofied it a little bit. So it's a little bit, I don't love the word bougie, but I mean, it's a little, it's just a little bit sharper, you know, it's, but not pretentious. So, yeah. I mean, that's such a good, you know, doing such a good job at that. But the casino is definitely the highlight. Like this place is, in my opinion, casino first. And that would be including the emphasis on the sports book and everything. This is, you know, casino first. And as a gambler, I like that, right? You know, because I've gone on the speeches before, like you can go to Michelin star restaurants in any city. You can do this, you can do this. But this is, you know, the integration of gaming with your nightlife. That's what really makes a casino and makes Vegas special. So I don't want to see the de-emphasis, you know, I don't want to see the de-emphasis of the casinos in some ways. I want to see the emphasis of the casinos. If I want to be de-emphasized, I can go to other cities, right, which don't have casinos. Like it's sort of interesting, you know? So I think that's going to be really neat. I truly think it's going to bring people downtown who never stayed downtown before and didn't play downtown before. So it's going to be really, really neat. And you know what's interesting about that? You know, think of the people who don't play downtown or don't stay downtown because they want to be at Cosmo, because they're like, yeah, I know the odds are better, I know this is better, but I still want to be on the Strip. Now, once they try this, they're going to see it's a better gambling experience. They're going to like, okay, maybe I need to rethink this shit, you know, because I was staying, you know, at MGM or I was staying at Aria because I just felt I had to because of that. But what's going to happen when someone is, you know, quintessentially a gambler and they realize I can have it all. I can have the property experience and I can have hopefully, you know, I'm talking broad stroke because remember, we haven't really gotten a rundown on this, hopefully better gambling odds overall. You know, I mean, hey, we know there's always a little bit of give and take with that. But, you know, considering the fact that the strip has, you know, the bar is so low on the strip now with good gambling, especially, and, you know, even, I mean, even in high limits sometimes, I think that, you know, Circa is not going to have to do a lot to attract gamblers.
Yeah. So, so then I guess you answered the last question I had, which is, if you're staying on the strip, is Circa worth coming downtown for? If you are not inclined to go downtown for any other reason, is Circa a reason to go downtown?
Circa is a reason to go downtown. And if we're going to say, because the hotel is going to be open in December, but if we're going to have like a little like conceptual conversation with this, there is no reason once the Circa hotel is open for you not to just go and stay at that property.
Yeah.
There is no legitimate reason not to, because it has everything a strip property has and more. Yeah. So unless, and I'm talking sort of in that middle equation. Okay, maybe there are some people who need like super posh kind of more like Euro fancy kind of thing at like Wynn Las Vegas. Okay, that's fine, but that's not most people. I'm talking, you know, somebody who's staying on the strip because they feel they need a resort with full service amenities. I mean, the restaurants are amazing. And we were able to step through all of them and try food at like Saginaw's that's and awesome. The Asian place. We went to Barry's in the basement. I mean, I would like to understand why you wouldn't stay at this resort and why it wouldn't compete. And if you're a gambler, I can't see how it doesn't make sense. And I guess you still have the advantage that you have the other downtown properties you can walk to, which, you know, let's be completely honest here. People say, I stay on the strip because I want to be able to walk to the other properties. You mean you want to be able to walk for a half hour to get to the other properties?
Yeah.
You don't really, how many people really go from property to property, popping back and forth? It takes too much fucking time to get time. Right. So
you know
think
who,
about
you know who does it? Non-gamblers. People who aren't interested in gambling are the ones who are like, okay with spending 20 minutes and walking between properties.
Right. But if you're a gambler and you're into that, like, oh, my luck isn't doing well, I want to change it and go to another casino.
Yeah.
It's logical to be downtown because you can fucking walk out of Circa and be inside a plaza in 2 minutes.
Ah! I'm booking a trip, damn it.
Is this good? No, I mean, but yeah. I
Our
mean,
itinerary all... coming on the next podcast, God damn it. I am booking a trip.
It's so long. But I can't, you know, I think it's the right, I honestly think it's the right combination. You know, it's really the right, and like you said, yeah, it's non-gamblers. And I think it'll be interesting to non-gamblers too. I mean, also we have the 21 plus. That's awesome.
That's right. I forgot about that aspect of it. That's yeah. Cromwell, knowing that Circa, I can only imagine that this was part, I don't know all the factors that go into this, but Cromwell announcing that they're going to transition to 21 and over, I believe it's inspired by the other gambler friendly casino that just opened up is also 21 and over. Let's try. I can see Cromwell, and I mean, Cromwell has limited space, of course, but I can see a property from each program, both M Life and, you know, so an MGM property and the Caesars property, trying to emulate some things to compete with Circa in the coming year. Like, there's never been a real reason. Look, Circa's not going to take a bunch of business from the strip for sure. But if it's enough where people are spending more time downtown than they are maybe at their properties on the strip, I can see a lower performing property or a property that's trying to be gambler friendly start making some changes to make it look like they're now the how amazing is it that downtown finally has a property that make that almost it makes it look like, okay, Strip, it's now your move, right? Like, now what are you gonna do to build? I mean, Stadium Swim's a game changer. That is a game changer.
No, it's yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where, like, how come this wasn't a thing? How is it 2020 and we finally have a property and it had to be built downtown, where stadiums, the concept of Stadium Swim is put into place?
Well, you know what? And I said to my wife, which is very interesting, and is about this, we're all in this together. Let's face it, during March Madness this year, Wynn is going to be sending people down to Stadium Swim.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're going to be sending players there. They're going to, because there's nothing like this. So yes, I agree. First of all, it's going to be copied eventually, but it is really brilliant. And as far as the Cromwell with the 21 plus, that was copied so clearly. And yeah. I think it was brilliantly copied. I'm laughing. I'm just picturing somebody running into like a boardroom who's like planning for the opening of Cromwell going, guys, I got it. Let's, you know, the opening we're going to do like in a week and a half, let's make it 21 plus. Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. Circus doing that, because it was just too much of a coincidence. And it happened, and it literally like was announced. What is it? Cromwell's opening this Thursday. So I'm hoping to be there on Thursday. Okay. I think with Julian and a few people during the opening of Cromwell, but I was laughing so hard when they did that, but it is a game changer. And I think elements are going to be copied by the Strip. I mean, I guess it'll be interesting to see what happens with Resorts World next year.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
But this is a game changer. But also, I think this is honestly the kind of place that is really comfortable for a lot of people. You know, I can understand why people would be uncomfortable. Like, I love Wynn Tower Suites. But I can understand why this would not be the most comfortable environment for a lot of people. You know, in some of the services they provide, like you come to Wynn Tower Suites, they come up and you're like, oh, I need some things pressed. You get like four garments pressed with your stay. Like, most guys coming for a gambling weekend don't need garments pressed.
I need exactly zero garments pressed when I go to Vegas.
So you would say that amenity doesn't, this would be Tim. They'd be like, sir, Mr. Lawson, would you like your four complimentary press garments? And you're like, can I trade that in for free play?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
So I just
load some free play on my card. That's all I need. I don't.
Yeah, know. Yeah, yeah. How much
if
is
you
that?
Really want to press my Better Life T-shirt? I suppose you can, but that doesn't really need to be too crisp, because there's going to be a drink spilled on it in about a few hours.
Exactly. So, but I think, you know, the restaurants, the whole vibe of it. I mean, I think this kind of property is really aiming for like the solid, what I call the solid 4-star property. Hopefully it looks like a good room product, hopefully a legitimate amount of technology. Doesn't have to be a crazy amount of technology in the rooms, things like room service, things, you know, just the things that you need in a resort, like what you don't get like at the D, right? Like, the D has a pretty solid between 3 and 4-star room product, but they have no room service.
Yeah.
And some of those other kinds of amenities. So I think this is really going to do well. I think the hotel will too, but I think it was really smart the way they did this. And we've been told the story by a number of people. You know, they had to get special permission to open the casino because you have to have a hotel operating to open. So they got special permission. One of the problems with building the hotel was COVID, because the occupancies of the elevators. So, you know, bringing the crew up to work on the 33rd floor, you know, regularly those elevators have like 30 guys, and then they could have like 20. And then all of a sudden they're like, okay, you could have 4 people in here. Right. Well, think how long it's going to be getting people up to work. You know, so the idea that they were able to get these first 6 floors done and open up, and also, and I keep saying this, even with the logistical trouble with developing, you know, building the building, you know, quite frankly, Vegas does not need more hotel rooms now. Vegas is sized for conventions, right? Like, the number, the hotel room capacity is contingent on having conventions. Once you remove conventions from Las Vegas, it is way over capacity in hotel rooms. Yeah. I mean, it's just simple. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to think about that. So this is really smart. And I think Circa will probably be smart with the hotel and will only bring a percentage of the hotel off. They might at once, you know, they might only bring 50% of the hotel on, which also makes sense. But there's, I mean, the only thing we haven't seen yet is we haven't seen, you know, the rundown on like all the blackjack games, you know, like you were saying, odds of craps. We don't know what the video poker is, you know, but you know, video poker people are always grumpy anyway. So, yeah. I mean, no, so we don't know about all of that, but I think it's going to be somewhat positive. Yes. I mean, you're not going to find 9-6 jacks or better bar tops and things like that, at the quarter level, but it's going to be, but you know what, once again, the strip has gotten so bad, right? That, you know, it doesn't take a lot to improve on the strip, but I think that's, I think it's great. I mean, and also what also blows my mind, when have you ever heard of anything opening early? Yeah. Like usually, right? I mean, you got to hand it to Derek and this team of people. I mean, like have you ever heard of a construction project where they actually move the date up, even though it's part of it, and they actually move early and they hit their date deadlines? Like, who are these people?
I mean, people remember, you know, Eric and I had a over under, I think on like the last week of December or something like that. And I took the under thinking that you only like, they have to like, this has to go perfectly for them. And not only did it go perfectly for them, they caught time, like they got time on their side, right, somehow. And it's truly remarkable. So I have a day job that I eventually have to go do. You have plenty you're doing today, content wise, I'm sure. This will probably get released soon. So, I mean, for people who are wondering, Michael Traeger woke up at like 5:30 in the morning after taking an hour power nap after his full night to get up to record. So big props and big thanks to you for doing that. Where, like, what can people anticipate content-wise for you move in the next few days to learn more about the Circa opening?
Sure. So I've been sharing a lot. I shared a lot live on Twitter. So at TravelZork on Twitter, there is a TravelZork ZorkCast Facebook group. We also did drop a podcast on ZorkCast right before the opening. I meant to get it done 2 days ago about what Mark Meltzer was looking forward to the most. You could probably guess about that. And I'm going to have some stuff up on YouTube today, which means that it'll be up on YouTube when you drop this, drop this episode. But basically, it's easy to find all the Travel Zork stuff because everything's at Travel Zork. So, it's there. And I'm going to figure out what I'll put on the Travel Zork website, but I'll probably do a picture overview and things like that. And that'll also be done. It's all going to be done today, so that I can relax this weekend.
Very good.
Because I'm in Vegas till Sunday. So
nice.
And perfect. Then go into the Grand Canyon. So
awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Michael, thank you so much for powering through this after on like 1 hour of sleep. And I know, look, we were all living vicariously through you and Mark Meltzer last night. So thank you so much for not only taking the time to do this, but I know, like, as someone who has been media and stuff like that at events, sometimes it's difficult to balance experiencing the event and covering it, right? Like, it's difficult to do that. And I definitely appreciate you and Mark Meltzer, making sure that you shared enough content to sort of show us what you were seeing while I'm sure also experiencing and the overwhelming fun that you were having last night.
It was amazing. Yeah, the famous words of the evening to my wife every moment was like, just one more tweet. I'm sorry, it's not me. The network's really busy right now, but don't worry. But she was awesome. She gets, yeah, just one more. That's why, now you know why we're going to the Grand Canyon after this.
She's like, usually in Vegas, a tweet isn't what you need one more of. But anyway, Michael, thank you so much for your time. And I know we'll do this again soon.
Awesome, man. Have a great day.